In 1996, at the age of 15, Roger Fentress was arrested for malicious wounding during a drug deal. As a kid, he had a few brushes with the law, once for stealing G.I. Joe action figures, and another time for firing a gun when he lived in rural Chesterfield County. That offense put him in juvenile detention for 21 days. But this time, Fentress says, he'd done nothing wrong.
I didn't know what the world they were talking about, you know, who they were referring to. I just figured everything would be over with soon.
But his troubles were just beginning. The victim died, and prosecutors in Richmond tried Fentress for murder.
Waiting to go to trial, they offered me 18 years, then 15 years, then 12 years, then 8 years, and then 5 was the final plea. And I told my attorney that, you know, I was innocent and that I didn't commit the crime, so I won't take none of them.
A witness testified that Fentress was the man she saw with the victim before his death. Roger's mother offered an alibi.
You know, she testified that at 3 o'clock in the morning I was at home, sleep. I mean, like, where else would I be 15 years old at 3 o'clock in the morning?
There was no physical evidence connecting Fentress to the crime, but he was convicted and sentenced to 53 years behind bars. His mother has been fighting ever since to get him out, spending all her money until she was homeless. Meanwhile, Fentress learned to cut hair. As the barber for his prison pod, he got to know other inmates, including a Richmond man known as Boss.
So one day, Boss was talking about him shooting some white guy around Malothian Village. And I pull him to the side. I'm like, look, man, you know that joint you was talking about? 1996, man, they locked me up for shooting some white guy around Malothian Village. He was like, look, man, you know, he saw it. He don't know how to, you know, even explain it.
Boss, also known as D'Anthony Doan, wrote a confession to the killing. And it turned out the prosecution's main witness had lied in court. Deirdre Enright, director of the Innocence Project at UVA's law school, says the woman had been in a car with the victim.
At trial, she testified that she wasn't drunk and that she had never identified anybody before. But now, walking into court for the very first time, points at Roger Fentress and says, that's the guy who was there that night at Midlothian Village.
And the main detective on the case confirmed that the witness was sober and had not been shown a lineup or photos before coming to court. But when Enright began her investigation, she came across some surprising evidence.
Lo and behold, we find an audio tape that has her admitting to the detective that she was, quote, pretty well lit that night, and it records the detective showing her two different photo lineups, and you can hear her tapping her pencil and saying, he looked like this one right here.
This week, the Innocence Project launched a social media campaign hoping to free Fentress from the Augusta Correctional Center. The governor's office says the matter is under review, and on July 1st, a new law will make Fentress eligible for parole. Allowing him to be freed that way would spare Ralph Northam any political heat. But Enright says Fentress deserves a full pardon and an apology, not the restrictions that come with parole.
He shouldn't have been where he is all these years, 24 years, and he shouldn't have been sitting on the governor's desk for over 3.
And she's not alone. More than 4,300 people have signed a petition on change.org to free Roger Fentress. I'm Sandy Houseman.